In the mid-14th century, the Black Death rampaged across Europe and Scotland was no exception. The abbot of Inchcombe Abbey, Walter Bower, recorded that in 1349 there was a great pestilence and mortality amongst men in the Kingdom of Scotland, and it also ranged over a wide area during many earlier and later years throughout the whole world, such as had nowhere been heard of or written down in history books for the information of future generations from the beginning of the world until now. Such was the severity of that plague that nearly one-third of the whole human race was obliged to pay the debt of nature. The way in which this painful death happened by the divine will was strange and unusual. Once the swollen inflammation of the flesh had taken hold, life in this world hardly lasted for a further 2 days. Wherever it happened, it affected for the most part the middling and the lesser folk, and seldom the magnates. Everyone trembled at it with such fearful dread that children would not dare to visit their parents suffering in the last extremity. Instead, they fearfully shunned the contagion as they would flee from before a serpent. In this year, it so pleased the Lord that 24 professed canons of the House of Canons at St. Andrews were called from the troubles of this present life, as is the way of all flesh, of whom all except 3 were priests. They were all men of ample education, circumspect in spiritual and in temporal matters, and upright and honourable in their way of life. These plagues occur from time to time because of the sins of mankind.